commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Interfacing complete. Please stand by. Now downloading Tech Talk Radio with Dr. Richard Schertz and Jim Russ. Tech Talk Radio, it's technology you can understand. And now, here are Dr. Richard Schertz and Jim Russ.
Welcome to Tech Talk Radio. We are in the virtual faculty lounge at Stratford University talking technology. I'm Dr. Richard Schertz.
And I'm Jim Russ. And we're also the product testing center today, right?
That's right. We're going to talk about earphones later in the show. Right now, I've got noise cancellation earphones on. I'm using them for the show. So when Jim talks to me off the air, I can't hear a single word that he's saying.
Which will make your life so much easier. And
that's right.
Is it possible that noise-canceling headphones could make you actually sound better on the radio, too?
No. What happens is that you tend to talk louder because you're used to hearing yourself.
Right.
And so when you have noise cancellation on, people start kind of talking louder and louder. So if I start talking too loud, Jim, just give me a little signal there.
Yeah. Folks, if he's yelling, he's not yelling at us. He just can't hear himself talking.
I know. Later in the show, we're going to compare two earphones, the noise cancellation earphones by Bose and some very nice earphones by RHA, which are not non-cancellation noise cancellation, but we'll talk about those. Talk also a little bit about how labor markets have been disrupted. This is sort of a broader view, how the containerized shipping along with the microprocessor has totally destabilized labor markets so that the worldwide labor pool is sort of available for everyone, for manufacturing or for research. We'll talk how that happened. And that is actually kind of an interesting long-term trend. We'll talk a little bit about BlackBerry. I don't think they're really going to make it. Actually, I think they waited too long to deliver.
People are off that boat already.
They're off the boat, and they're losing the enterprise market, which was always their hallmark.
Mm-hmm.
This week, we're going to feature the man who started Checkpoint Software. They make the Checkpoint firewalls. It's the largest technology company in Israel, and it was interesting how he sort of came up with that idea and where it came from. We're also going to look a little bit about this Estonian who was arrested for cyber crimes, and he actually was arrested, and he's going to be brought to trial. This is one of the few guys who was actually tracked down. And, of course, as always, it was a huge mailbag.
And you were gone
There's a letter in your mailbox.
Oh, we got an email from Peggy. Dear Dr. Schertz. Oh, she says, Dear Doc Schertz.
Doc Schertz.
Yeah, Doc Schertz. I'm forwarding to you the exact email that was prompted that I received. It was a spam email, and it's prompting the following question. Because I get a ton of junk mail every week.
Mm-hmm.
On this one, I saw there was an unsubscribe link at the bottom, and I clicked it. It seemed to take a long time to let me know that I'd been unsubscribed. So then I got to thinking that I never click on unknown links. How can I be certain that these losers who sent me junk mail have really no intention of unsubscribing me, or they have some other nefarious objective? Thanks, Peggy. Well, actually, Peggy, I never click on the unsubscribe link unless it's from, a source unless it's from a newsletter that I actually signed up for and I want to unsubscribe from it, a trusted newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually these spammers, if you click on the unsubscribe link, they know that that's a good email address. So they say, hey, that's a hot email address, and it goes on even more lists. So I never click on the unsubscribe link.
I learned that from you a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I never do that. And the other thing, this chair is a little crooked. Excuse me. Let me make some adjustments.
Elevator
here.
Down there.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh
is
my.
That, oh, oh good
this
grief.
Is this is
no good either.
This is the chair with the elevator down.
Andrew, bring us the Barca lounger, please.
All right.
Quick,
here, go.
Chop chop.
I'm gonna settle here, but I'm sort of like listing to one side here in this chair.
Wait a minute. While you're doing, there's a third one over here.
Okay. And you know, this is such a problem because I got these stinking noise cancellation headphones on, so I can't hear anybody. I can't hear anybody talking off the air. I just
see, I hope that's better.
I just see Jim moving his lips. Oh yeah, this is perfect. Yeah. Jim kept the good chair over in the other corner.
I didn't touch it. It wasn't my fault. Blame Andrew.
We got an email from Feroz in Fredericksburg. Dear Tech Talk, last week my computer went blank, and after a while, the following message appeared on the screen: "Your computer has been locked by the FBI for child pornography."
Holy cow.
Of course, I don't have anything to do with child pornography. What's actually happening to my computer? How can I fix it? Thanks. Feroz in Fredericksburg. Well, Feroz, this is malware. It's the famous FBI malware. And what they'll do, they demand $100 to remove the program. But, of course, you give them the $100, they don't remove the program. You're just stuck with it.
And somebody's offering you $100.
In addition, it goes through some bogus scan, like it's pretending like it's scanning your hard drive, and it shows all of these really highly objectionable files. And you say, oh my goodness, are they really on my hard drive? Well, actually, they're not. It's a whole scheme designed just to scare you. So actually, what you can do, this FBI virus, you can remove it, but you cannot remove it when it's actually currently running. So you're going to have to reboot your computer into the safe mode. So you simply turn off your computer, and when it comes back on, and while it's rebooting, keep pressing F8 on your computer. Keep pressing it during the boot up sequence, and that kicks it into the advanced options menu. And when you come to the advanced options menu, select safe mode with networking and press enter. And then when you come up, you're in the safe mode. And in the safe mode, that virus program will not be running. So now you can actually do things that will get rid of it. Now, some people simply just restore their computer to a date prior to when they were infected. So you can just go back to a prior restore point and do that. And that certainly works. But if you've done any installations on your computer and you restore back to date, you've lost all those installations. You won't have those. Mm-hmm. So you can actually go to a program, malwarebytes.org, and they've got some antivirus software there. You can get the free version, and that gets rid of this FBI quite well. Also, the free AVG works. Norton, they all work. So once you've actually turned it off through the safe mode, you can then scan your hard drive and you can remove everything. It also does something else that's kind of tricky. It captures the proxy server address within your browser, so no matter what address you put in, it forwards you to their website. So they actually hijack your browser too. But it's very easy to get rid of. And this particular device has been scaring a lot of people, and they've been forking out $100. So if you get this thing, it looks like you got this official FBI logo, don't fork out $100. We got an email from Bob in Maryland. Dear Doc, I am a loyal listener to Tech Talk, and I tell all my friends about it. I listen to other technology shows occasionally, but I think yours is the best of the lot.
We would agree.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we just have no humility at all.
No.
Perhaps it's because we have similar backgrounds. I also have graduate and undergraduate degrees in physics. Okay,
we've got a fellow physicist.
Boom, boom, boom. And I dabble in a bit of technology. I heard on Tech Talk today that you wanted more people to profile on Profiles in IT. Do you have any... Do they have to be dead to be profiled? No, they don't. We profile anybody, dead or alive.
We're not picky.
Some of the people that might be good candidates are still alive. I've met many interesting characters in technology during my career. Here are a few that I might suggest. Bastian Klein, he did some of the technical part of Skype. Brian Kernahan, he worked at Bell Labs and did research. Dennis Ritchie, co-developer of Unix, developer of C. We've already done Dennis Ritchie. That's a great suggestion. Ken Thompson, co-developer of Unix. We've already done Ken Thompson. That was a great suggestion. Mike Knoll, who made the first Data Glove. So three out of those five look like pretty good candidates there.
Mm-hmm.
I could probably easily come up with other names if you're interested. Well, I am interested. I've met some other interesting types. I know a lot of interesting guys in IT. Bob in Maryland. So he's quite quite an informed listener
there. That gets you through March now, doesn't it?
That's right. I'll tell you that, very nice. And any other suggestions we're going to take, because I've done 180 of them, 190 of them, and, you know, after a while, it's a challenge. That's right. We got an email from Graham in Ireland.
Which is where you just came
from. That's right. Dear Dr. Schertz, I bought an iPhone 5 a few months ago, and my daughters love to play with it. Uh-oh. I can already see problems here.
Mm-hmm.
They even have my password.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I see even bigger problems. They apparently have deleted my app store. Now, I can't download any new applications now. I can't even download the app store in order to reinstall it. What can I do? I love the show, and I listen to your podcast from Ireland, Graham O'Toole, manager, Park Hotel, Virginia, Ireland. Well, Graham, the good news is the app store cannot be deleted.
I didn't think you could.
No, you cannot delete the App Store.
Well, where did it go?
It has been hidden by your daughters. So what you want to do, you go to Settings, then General, and then Restrictions. You'll see under Restrictions that they've enabled it, and there'll be a list of applications that have been restricted or hidden, and the App Store is clearly one of them. All you have to do, if you don't want to hide any of your applications, you can just disable Restrictions, and they're all going to show right back up again. So people have these restrictions in there. If they have an application, they don't want other people to see that they have, for instance, they can hide it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think this was the case at all. And your daughters actually have to have your password in order to set restrictions.
Change the password.
I just change your password and keep your daughters away from all of that.
Uh-huh.
We got an email from Alex. Dear Doc, I'm going to be traveling this summer and would like to print documents to my home computer while I'm traveling. Is there a way to do this? Thanks, Alex. Well, Alex, there is a way to do it, but I would probably do it a different way, actually. I would install a print-to-PDF driver on my computer, and Qt PDF is a nice option for that. Qt PDF, you can download and install it, and you can simply print your documents to PDF, and then you can email them to yourself or email them to whoever you want to email them to, and then they can print them remotely. The problem with printing remotely at a computer at home, if nobody's there to put in paper, to check the paper jam. I mean, it's not, you don't really know that it's been printed, actually. But if you have somebody there who can monitor your printer, it is possible to print remotely. And one application, which I think is really nice, is the Google Cloud Printing.
I was going to say, keep it on the cloud, right?
Yeah, Google Cloud Printing is actually operating. Now, if you've got what they call a Google Cloud-enabled printer, you're able to actually print directly to that printer without the involvement of a PC. If, however, you don't have a cloud-enabled printer, you're going to have to hook your printer. You're going to have to share your printer's going to have to be connected to a computer, and then the cloud computing software installed in the computer, and it will be routed through the computer and then to the printer. But Google Cloud Computing is a nice option, and there are other options around. But that was a nice question.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go, another big mailbag. That's right.
We're a little early. You want to talk about
Virginia Island?
How do things go over there while you were
well,
gone?
Well, actually, we're working on Virginia Island. And now I'm looking at other properties, too.
In Ireland?
Yeah. The thing is, what is very interesting in Ireland, I have to tell you, we're getting a study abroad location in Ireland for our students.
Mm-hmm.
The real estate market has just crashed in Ireland. So I looked at one property that we wanted. The developer spent 50 million euro building it, went bankrupt. The banks took over the loan, and he had borrowed 25 million euro to do it. That loan went bankrupt. And then the government took over that to bail out the banks, and they paid 12.5 million euro. And now they're selling the property for 5 million euro.
Mm-hmm.
So there are just properties all over Ireland that are just very good deals. So now we're just looking around, and you can get very nice properties over there. So I'm going to have to be going back next week. I haven't told you this.
Oh, so you will not be here next Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. No, since you brought it up, yeah.
What are you going to do with the other properties? Is it going to be part of Stratford over there?
It'll be part of we'll send study abroad students over there, and we'll set up externship opportunities for them with specific businesses.
Mm-hmm.
They could either be business, hospitality, health sciences, whatever. And so they could actually work with the business on a specific project as a team for 10 weeks. And so the goal of this is to give our students some experience in another country, in another culture, and then working on a real live problem. So it's not going to be a full campus. It's going to be a study abroad, and we'll have residences over there for them.
The entire economy in Ireland is in a shambles, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It is. It'll be a good long while before they're bailed out.
So there really is no point in you doing something with the Irish students, right? I mean,
no.
This is more for your people that are here that you're going to send
them
up.
These are for the students who are here going over there. Because mm-hmm. in Ireland, I mean, you know, education is virtually free. Because everything's paid for by the government.
Right.
So
there's part of the problem, isn't it?
That is part of the problem. And so, actually, Ireland is, I mean, they're when they joined the EU, the EU just made all of this money available, and they just borrowed too much money from the EU, and that debt is what mm-hmm. got them in trouble,
wow.
actually. And so...
So 50 million euro would translate to how much in U.S. dollars?
$65 million.
Good grief.
Multiply it by 1.3.
Mm.
So 50 million euro is $65 million. So this is just a normal. It was a bubble and then a crash.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a huge amount of speculation, a big bubble. Some houses they're selling for a third what they were selling for before.
Good grief.
So there are opportunities for those of you that love Ireland to invest in Ireland.
Yeah, good point. Never would have known. You're listening to Tech Talk Radio here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, 820 AM, 107.7 FM HD2, 103.5 FM HD2. Actually, we're off 103.5 FM this weekend. Federal News Radio, we will have more right after this on Tech Talk.
If it's technology, it's Tech Talk Radio. IT trends, software, the internet, and IT careers. More of Tech Talk Radio, presented by Stratford University, coming up in a moment.
Application and software developers shape our world. Those who design and build these systems are the leaders we follow. The School of Computer Information Systems at Stratford University's Tyson's Corner or Woodbridge campus offers programs with a real-world, hands-on education. In fact, many of today's Stratford IT grads are working in their chosen field. Make it work for you. Stratford University. Get working. Check us out on the web at stratford.edu. That's stratford.edu. A rewarding future as a holistic caregiver or nurse practitioner. Combining the art of caring with the human science makes nursing today's breakout field. Stratford University's School of Nursing at the Tyson's Corner or Woodbridge campus offers a patient-centered approach with valuable core clinical training. Stratford provides a real-world education in nursing. In fact, many of today's Stratford nursing grads are working in their chosen fields. Make it work for you. Get working. Check us out on the web at stratford.edu. That's stratford.edu.
If it's technology, it's Tech Talk Radio. IT trends, software, the internet, and IT careers. Here's Dr. Richard Schertz of Stratford University with Tech Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Tech Talk Radio. We are in the virtual faculty lounge at Stratford University talking technology. Oh my goodness, I'm having a problem here.
The headphones.
These headphones, yes indeed. And now it is time for...
Profiles in IT.
He's yelling, but he's supposed to.
I'm going to try to straighten up here the best I can.
Keep up with you, please.
Today we're going to be talking about Gil Schwed.
Huh?
Gil Schwed.
Okay.
S-H-W-E-D.
Where did you dig this guy from?
Gil Schwed. You've never heard of
never
Gil?
Never heard, but I'm about to learn everything
Gil
I ever wanted to know.
Gil Schwed is best known as founder and CEO of Checkpoint Software Technologies, a firewall company.
Sure.
Gil Schwed was born in 1968 in Jerusalem, Israel. When he's only 10 years old, Schwed became interested in computers. 2 days later, he got a summer job developing software doing programming for a software development company in Israel. He started nearly a full-time job as a system administrator at the University of Jerusalem at age 14. He was sort of a prodigy. Between ages 15 and 18, he tried to balance his job with academic studies. He started, he enrolled in the University of Jerusalem. He told his mom, he says, you know, Mom, I'm just bored with high school. You know, I'm just, let's just forget this
that
high school.
Goes over a good way.
I'm just going to, I think I'll just go to University of Jerusalem here while I'm working a software as a systems administrator, and I'll get a head start on, you know, my whole career. So he was working on this, trying to get going. And then at 18, he said, Mom, I'm going to quit and I'm going to join the Army. And he didn't have a degree.
Uh-oh.
So his mom's, you know, saying, she might call him Guilford. I don't know.
Gilbert?
Schwed? What exactly do you mean you're going to quit without getting your degree? He says, yeah, Mom, I'm bored with this. I want to move on. His mom was a little disappointed. He during his service, he was a part of the Intelligence Corps. He was in Unit 8200. Now, one of the challenges that he had during his armed service career was how to connect very classified systems and networks without creating security problems. That's where the idea of a firewall came in. See, this is, I mean, firewall, the whole idea of security and firewalls hadn't really been very fully developed. And he came up with the idea of looking at the underlying state of the packet as it was being inspected. I'll get back to this stateful inspection a little bit later.
Okay.
And sort of give a sidebar. Now, after his military service had ended, Schwed joined an Israeli startup company, Optrotech.
That's a catchy name.
Yeah, Optrotech, where he worked as a software developer. His mom said, Gil, I know you're out of the Army now. I want you to go back and finish your schooling. He said, no, Mom, I want to do this little startup here. I think maybe this is really where the action is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that startup tanked. It went out of business. And so then in 1993, let me sort of set you back. That's when the World Wide Web was born, when Tim Berners-Lee came up with the browser. See, the internet had existed, for a good long while, but it wasn't commonly used because we didn't have the browser, and you had to use all sorts of command line tools to use the internet. Well, the browser came out, and all of a sudden, it was beginning to be used commercially. So he thought, now's the time for me to start my company, my security company. So in 1993, Schwed founded Checkpoint together with Shlomo Kramer.
Mm-hmm.
How do you pronounce
Shlomo.
It? Shlomo Kramer. That was Schwed's friend from the military unit. And Marius Nacht, with whom he worked at Optrotech. Schwed had invented and patented stateful inspection, which served as the basis for the first version of the company's renowned Firewall -1 that was released in 1994. Now, stateful firewall is a firewall that keeps track of the network connections, such as TCP or UDP connections, traveling across it. See, whenever you set up a communication with another computer, you establish a connection, and then once you establish the connection, you start sending packets that are all part of that same connection. Well, if you don't keep track of the state of the connections, then you look at every single packet as a new packet, and you're not in a position to actually filter them as accurately. But if you keep track of the state of what's going on, you can know what's happening. Like, for instance, one example is you've got a FTP connection. FTP connections, this is for file transfer protocol. Once a connection's made, it opens up some very high number port, and files are transferred through this very high-numbered port. Well, most firewalls, if they don't keep track of the state, might block that high-numbered port. But a firewall that tracks the state is going to say, okay, that high-numbered port goes with this particular connection, and so we're going to allow it to go through. So it was a very, very efficient way to do it. And he patented the idea. And the it turned out to be extremely effective. Now, in the beginning, Schwed and his two co-founders ran the whole ran the whole business. They had sales operations, marketing, and product development and R&D. The three of them did it all.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't hire any other employees. And they actually built the business to a $10 million business
wow.
just with the three of them, which is really quite impressive. Now Checkpoint is a billion-dollar company.
Mm.
Now that it's so large, Schwed is now CEO. He tries to go around. They have so many employees, he tries to meet random employees. He tries to meet one random employee each week just to keep in touch with the people in the business. And what he likes to do, he likes to ask them three questions. What is your three-month goal? What is your one-year plan? And what is your two-year plan?
Mm-hmm.
And so he listens to what they say, and if they've got clarity on what their three-month goal is and their one-year plan and two-year plan, it means that they're in a group that's well-managed. But if the person doesn't really have a clue what they're going to be doing the next 3 months or 1 year, 2 years, chances are they're in an organization or a group that's not managed that well. And so he gets sort of an X-ray in the organization by asking that simple question. Now, the other two co-founders have since left the company to pursue other interests. But Schwed is still CEO and currently has no exit plans. In 2010, Schwed was recognized as the Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year in Israel. That's the same. I got that same award here for the Washington area in 2009. According to Forbes, Schwed's net worth is $1.9 billion as of March 2012. He is number 683 on the Forbes Millionaires list and number 8 on the Israelis Forbes list. So there you go. Gil Schwed, he dropped out of school, and he still made a lot of bucks.
We have a special.
Yes.
This is.
Oh, yeah.
Walk in.
Hi, folks. This is David Burke.
Yep, he's here.
He's here.
David, I think you're on. Let's see here. Let's find the mic. You're on 4.
We've got to do. We've got to find
the mic. You guys talking about Schwedy. Is that what you were doing?
We were talking
about Gil Schwed. High school dropout that's now worth $1.9 billion, Dave.
You just wrecked wow. all the learning that we tried to impart by missing.
Yeah, okay. Hey, nice headphone stock. Wow.
Yeah, well, that's part
Listen,
of...
Listen.
School's going well, isn't it?
Yeah,
it
is. He got Bose. My Bose head. Wow. I can't even hear
They're
anybody
noise
talk.
Canceling. Wow. That way, nice. He doesn't have to listen to me during the commercial break.
Can we do a radio first? Can I try your headphones on? I just want to...
Yeah.
I've been thinking about buying a set of these.
Yeah, these are actually quite
You're
nice
such a
headphones.
Copycat.
Wow.
He
wow.
buys
you can't hear
these are
anything.
Like head muffins.
That's
Look at
right.
Head muffins.
You're like putting giant oatmeal muffins in your head. Look at those. That's nice. Yeah, that's nice. Oh wow, Doc.
You're not getting those back, Doc.
Would it be rude to ask is this like $100 or something?
$299.
No, that's too good for this place. No, man.
Yeah, they'll be gone in 5 seconds.
These are $60 headsets, but they're not noise canceling.
$299? Really?
Listen.
Really?
When I go on a long trip to India, these are not only noise cancellation, these are baby cancellation.
No, that's big time.
That's big time.
So if I'm on a flight and there's a baby crying,
yeah.
I put these things on. I just hear, and it also cancels out airplane noise.
If you're going to use that for an airplane, it's too bad they don't have that face mask attachment to it.
Right,
circulate the air
mm-hmm.
for you. Too.
Yeah. Are you looking for noise canceling headphones?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, I was going to say.
No, I'm looking for a good pair of headphones.
Uh-huh.
I saw the Bose, and I went, ooh, that's
you want my Sennheisers with the Sponge?
Yeah, the Spongies.
You like those?
Yeah.
The kitchen sponges on them?
I got a flashback in 1974.
That's what these are from.
No, I can believe it.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Doc, you know, I don't have a lot of time here like you guys do.
Oh, right? Gee, hey, thanks. Well, let's speed it up so we can accommodate David.
Let's all talk
then.
Faster so we get more in the hour.
That's right.
I'm surprised. Maybe you've already talked about this, and I haven't didn't hear it of it. The Yahoo CEO, and you know, you're the king of telecommuting.
Yeah.
She wants all her folks back in.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Telecommuting. I mean, listen.
Is she just a control freak or what?
What she... No, this...
Did I
thank
say
you,
that?
Thank you for helping us out.
what her point is that Yahoo's culture is broken.
Ah.
Yeah.
The culture is broken. It's a disjointed company. People mm-hmm. were brought in who maybe had never even been at the core place.
Oh.
And she's saying, look, if we want to... I mean, you can have telecommuting if people adopt and are part of the core culture.
Right,
then
right.
it makes sense for convenience.
Right.
But if you have a disjointed organization, everybody's in their own little fiefdom, they're not on the same team.
Okay.
I think you've got to bring them together. And now, and maybe after a year or so of culture building, let them go back again.
Now, so, the reason I ask you this question, because you are the king of all things, you know, computerized and telecommuting.
Yeah,
and I figured, you know, you've got empires around the world. And,
so, but culture is very important, and so she, okay. And so the culture at Yahoo is broken.
Okay.
And culture and the Yahoo culture is sort of defeatist. I mean, they don't feel like they're winners.
Congratulations,
so you've got to bring
Doc.
Them together, and you've got to go.
You've capsulized that in about 45 seconds.
Thirty minutes left. I know, but we also have, as I turn the page, you have answers to David's questions.
Look at
David,
this.
Do you have time?
On one separate page, so I can just rip it off. Dave.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
go ahead.
Here's the deal. You came in here with the challenge. You want to set up a wireless surveillance system.
Yes, I do.
To keep
it's like
to,
Iron Chef
to watch
America.
To wow. watch the dogs to okay. watch the dogs at home.
All right, here we go.
Okay, now after giving you your interrogation last time,
yes, you did.
You'd like to do pan and tilt of the cameras. So you can kind of go around. Mm-hmm. You'd like you'd like to possibly do zoom, but not necessarily. Mm-hmm. It's going to be indoors. You don't really need night vision capability.
No, but you'd
like to maybe trigger it so if there's some kind of movement or something, you could see it.
That'd be nice.
And maybe at a later date, you'd like to have the availability of a monitoring service if you'd ever want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have two recommendations for you.
I love this map.
I've got kind of the I've got the budget recommendation and sort of the Cadillac recommendation.
Wow,
so let's go to the budget recommendation first. This is going to be the Foscam F18910W wireless IP camera.
Mm.
Okay, it features high quality video and audio. It's got pan and tilt.
Is this a set or is this one camera?
It's one camera.
Okay, all right.
And it hooks into your Wi-Fi router.
Mm-hmm.
It's got an iPhone and an iPad app. It's got an Android app. It's got a BlackBerry app.
Oh, God.
In addition, this particular thing has got pan and tilt. It also got an audio feedback, so you can talk to your dogs. You can point and you can say, "Hey, what's wrong here, buddy? You know, come on.
What are you doing?
Okay. There you go. Come on."
There are the dogs.
Treat.
Let's have the big reveal now.
Okay.
How much?
Now this. And it's even got an IR light, so you can look at them at night, and they don't know you're looking at them.
I love this.
Okay, the street price is $159.
That's it?
But you can get it. I mean, the list price is $159. The street price is below $100.
Get out of here. Really?
Below $100. I'm going to tear the sheet off.
Where do you go for this? I mean, is this Best Buy, or what is it?
It's sold in Amazon.
Okay.
And all over the place.
There you go, David.
Now the other one that I got was a full pan and tilt. The other one you got is the Front Point Security Wireless Pan and Tilt Camera. This Front Point is a very high end kind of company.
Mm-hmm.
Pan and tilt. Now this does not have the night vision capability with the IR system.
Right.
It also doesn't have audio. But if you'd ever want to get complete monitoring at a later date, they've got that whole system set up. And so this is a very high-end, and if you look at it, a very high-quality camera.
Uh-huh.
The list price there is $279.
Per camera.
Okay.
All right.
There's no discounting on that one because they only sell it through themselves. So those are my two choices. Both of them have gotten great reviews.
Doc, if I may here, I'm going to kneel like a knight in waiting and kiss your knowledge ring.
Wow,
now,
that's amazing.
Let me tell you something about reviews, by the way. Most reviews, if you go online, are really fake. I mean,
because they're written by the company and they're written.
And so it turns out, if you go to Amazon, they've got this verified Amazon reviewer.
Mm-hmm.
And so so it's verified that it's not with the company. And then you can look at what other reviews they've written. And so these were actually reviewed by verified Amazon reviewers, as opposed to just any
some
old
guy
review.
At Amazon. Mm.
So when you look at the reviews, look to see whether it's a verified reviewer, and you just don't want the company, you know, bragging about themselves.
Now, before I leave, Doc, because you are the repository of all knowledge, I can look at my smartphone with this, right? I can check this out with my smartphone
at long distances. And then you can. The nice thing is you can pan and tilt this thing, so you can point it at
panning and tilting.
You can pan and tilt.
The doggy walked away. Let's go.
There you go. Let's find him. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you can talk to the dog, and you can listen to whether they're barking or not. And that's the cheap one.
You know, Doc, I don't even want to know what this would cost if I went to a consultant, but I would imagine this would be quite expensive.
And you know what? I'm just thinking here, Doc. Wow. I do believe a steak dinner may be in order.
I think so. I think so, Doc. And bring Marianne with you because we'll probably win something at the door.
You'll get yourself a new iPad out of it, too.
That's right.
Anyway, thank you, Doc. Okay. And I'm going to leave you guys now. Okay. And thank you so much.
David, right. Nice to see you. Thanks for coming.
I have to go
nice
back and telecommute now.
Okay, okay. All right. Go back up to the mothership. Yeah. Okay. All right, Doc. I think we need to take a break
here.
We'll be back. We'll be giving you free food in just a second. One of you, at least. This is a Tech Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, 820 AM, and 107.7 FM HD2. Tech Talk Radio continues right after this.
If it's technology, it's Tech Talk Radio. IT trends, software, the internet, and IT careers. More of Tech Talk Radio, presented by Stratford University, coming up in a moment.
Technology is constantly changing. An effective IT manager must not only understand the possibilities and limitations of the technology, but also the requirements and constraints of the business world. Enhance your career today with a master's degree from Stratford University School of Computer Information Systems. Classes are offered day, evening, and weekends to match your busy schedule and are taught by experienced faculty members with industry experience. Earn your master's degree in as little as 15 months with an accelerated program in software engineering, information systems, information assurance, or telecommunications. Learn more about earning your master's degree from Stratford University at stratford.edu or call 1-800-444-0804. Disclose statements available at stratford.edu/disclosures. Stratford University, 1-800-444-0804.
If it's technology, it's Tech Talk Radio. IT trends, software, the internet, and IT careers. Here's Dr. Richard Schertz of Stratford University with Tech Talk Radio.
It's time for Washington's most popular and longest-running radio game show, the Stratford University Pop Quiz. Now, here's your host and star of our show. No, it's not Gene Rayburn. It's not Alex Trebek. It's not Richard Dawson. It's Dr. Richard Schertz.
This is a classroom of the airways.
Stop yelling.
As you know. Oh, my God. I'm going to have to change these earphones.
The headphones have to go. I'm trying to talk to you about what we're going to... Never mind.
I'm going to try to whisper a little bit here because I'm just getting too loud
just
for
keep
sure.
Keep going.
Okay, early in the show, I was talking about Gil Shwed. Gil Shwed, of course, CEO of Checkpoint Software Technologies. And earlier in his life, right after graduated from college, he had a short stint with the company. And I'd like you to tell me what the name of that company was. This would be your pop quiz question. If you get the right answer to that pop quiz question, you'll get two tickets to fine dining. The Escoffier Dining Room or the Cream Dining Room. And we do this thing because we want to see whether you are listening to the show.
We do. And, you know, this is kind of a hard question. So I will tell you this. The answer contains part of the name of the show that you're now listening to. Right, Doc?
Okay, yeah, I guess it does. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that would make certain sense. Let's talk about...
Wait a minute, hold it. We have to give the phone number first.
Oh, that's right.
That's why you have me here.
That's why you're the professional.
So if you're calling from west of Jerusalem, Israel, it's 877-936-9333. If you're calling from east of Virginia, Ireland, it's 877-936-9333. The wild card line is 877-936-9333. Or, of course...
If you're calling from the Arctic Circle, you can use Skype, and you can simply connect to Tech Talk Radio 1, and that'll be forwarded directly to the studio free of charge.
I hear it's really nice at the Arctic Circle.
Oh, it is. It is. I've been there once.
Really?
Yeah, I've been there once.
You've been everywhere.
It's been there once, yeah. They have up there, right near the Arctic Circle, they have this place called Manly Hot Springs.
Really?
And they actually have hot springs
there. No kidding.
Yeah, they do.
Huh.
And they are manly.
All right.
Okay, now here's the thing. Let's talk about these headphones because I've sort of been... I brought in the whole counter here is covered with headphones. So
and so is your head.
It is my head. So so I'm wearing these Bose Quiet Comfort 15 noise cancellation headphones. I actually bought these headphones Actually, no, I didn't buy them. They were a gift.
Okay.
They were a gift, and for my long trips to India, they're noise cancellation, which means they've got a small microphone in there, and they pick up incoming sounds. They look at the phase of the sounds, and they actively cancel out the incoming noise. And so it's an active noise cancellation circuit. And I'll tell you, Bose does this better than anybody else. These are the best noise cancellation headsets. It includes two audio cables, one for the iPad, iPhone. And so I've got built into that, I can actually control the volume of the system. It needs a AAA battery. And the AAA battery lasts about 35 hours. So once the battery's dead, these don't work at all. So I always carry an extra battery with me. Well, I was sent to evaluate another pair of earphones by RHA. These are the SA950s. These are also sold at the Apple Store, by the way. The Bose are sold at the Apple Store. You can get them also at Bose, but they're available at the Apple Store. So I tried the RHA SA950Is. I've been trying them all week, and they also have a connector that goes right into the iPhone or iPad. These are not noise cancellation devices, but they only cost $60, whereas the Bose are $299. And I'm telling you, even though these are not noise cancellation, these give a pretty nice sound quality. I've been listening to them all week, and they've got surprisingly good sound, and actually the ears seal around the headset seals on your ear, so you do get reduction of ambient noise. The thing that it doesn't come with a protective case, which I think is a problem. Yeah. You just have to roll the thing up. Mm-hmm. But it's really solid. I actually like it. I didn't think I would like it that much, but I've been using it all week. For $60, I'd have to say that is a great option if you don't have a $299 budget for your earphones, and that'd be the RHA SA950i.
Gotcha. We do not have a winner yet. However, I've come up with an alternate question because that other one was kind of hard. Gil Schwed, we just talked about, CEO of Checkpoint Technologies, dropped out of high school to do what?
Oh, yes.
If you can tell us what Gil Schwed did when he dropped out of high school. It wasn't high school. It was University of Jerusalem.
Yeah, and he dropped out of University of Jerusalem to do what?
To do what? 877-936-9333. Once again, 877-936-9333. 877-936-9333. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back, hopefully with a winner, here on Tech Talk Radio, heard on weekly on 1077 FM HD2, 1500 AM and 820 AM, Federal News Radio. Be right back.
If it's technology, it's Tech Talk Radio. IT trends, software, the internet, and IT careers. More of Tech Talk Radio, presented by Stratford University, coming up in a moment.
Budget analyst, a vice president of sales. These are today's business leaders, and a degree from Stratford University's Tyson's Corner or Woodbridge campus offers you a powerful path to navigate the corporate world. The School of Business Administration at Stratford University offers both bachelor's and master's degree programs for a real-world education. In fact, many of today's Stratford business grads are working in their chosen fields. Make it work for you. Get working. Check us out on the web at stratford.edu. That's stratford.edu. An executive chef at a trendy restaurant, a hotel general manager at a prestigious resort. These are the high-profile positions in the culinary arts and hospitality management industry. Get working towards your bachelor's or master's degree at Stratford University's Tyson's Corner or Woodbridge campus. In fact, many of today's Stratford culinary arts and hospitality grads are working in their chosen fields. Make it work for you. Get working. Check us out on the web at stratford.edu. That's stratford.edu.
If it's technology, it's Tech Talk Radio. IT trends, software, the internet, and IT careers. Here's Dr. Richard Schurz of Stratford University with Tech Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Tech Talk Radio. We're in the virtual faculty lounge at Stratford University talking technology with noise cancellation headsets
on. Yes, which apparently cancel other things out.
Exactly.
We are still looking for a winner to the pop quiz, so we will tell you that Gil Schwed joined the Israeli army and dropped out of the University of Jerusalem. Now, can you tell us what corps he was in?
What unit he was in and what he worked on in the military.
Right. 877-936-9333. 877-936-9333.
You know, BlackBerry, I think, is doomed. Let's read the tea leaves here. I mean, even though they've released a couple of phones, they're getting reasonably good reviews. The former CEO, Jim Basile, sold off his entire stock in the company. Now, that's not really much confidence that he's playing in the company. In addition, enterprise customers, which used to be the bread and butter for BlackBerry, are drifting away. For instance, the police force of New Zealand just opted for iPhones over the BlackBerry. That's 6,000 iPhones and an additional 3,900 iPads. In the U.S., construction and hardware retailer Home Depot finds that Apple hardware and software so compelling that even the older model iPhone is better in their analysis than the new BlackBerry phones. A spokesperson for Home Depot revealed that 10,000 new iPhone 4S smartphones will be handed out to members of the company's management team. Analysts are cutting their revenue and profit forecasts for BlackBerry. Only 43% of current BlackBerry owners plan to make BlackBerry their next phone, compared to 85% of iPhone owners. Actually, what has happened here, BlackBerry just was too long to the party. And when they finally release something, it doesn't have enough compelling reasons to pull people back. And, the mystery is out of the enterprise arena. You know, BlackBerry used to own it. Now they don't. So many forecasters think BlackBerry is doomed. Did you know Google has selected Ireland as a site for a data center?
Really?
That's right.
We are, Doc, I got to tell you this off the air. I can't tell you on the air. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The thing is, we have in Ireland, of course, is cold if you've ever been there. So it turns out that a cold climate is perfect for reducing the operating costs of data centers.
Huh.
Now, Ireland's unusually cold and rainy, and it has a low corporate tax. Our corporate tax is only 12.5%, by the way. 12.5%. I'd like to repeat.
Yeah. 12.5%.
Only 12.5%.
What is it here?
Like 38, 39%, something like that. 35%. British Virgin Islands, corporate tax, zero.
Tech Talk is moving next week to our new studios in the British Virgin Islands.
Oman, corporate tax zero.
Okay, we're not going there.
We're not going to Oman. Yeah, but we may have a joint venture in Oman. We may be having a campus there in Bahraini, Oman. We're working on that.
You got something everywhere.
I know. And so Google recently built a $75 million data center close to its European head in Dublin. The cooler weather makes the center more efficient so that less power is required to keep its servers cool. According to Google, its data center will use 50% less energy than a typical data center by incorporating smart temperature controls, the latest power distribution methods, as it describes its free cooling techniques enabled by building the centers in cool locations like Ireland, where it can use outside air and water to keep the servers at an optimum temperature for safe and efficient conditions. Microsoft has also invested $400 million in such facilities in the last few years in a U.K. firm, Telecity. While a U.K. firm, Telecity spent around $131 million in the center of Dublin. So data centers are becoming a big deal in Ireland. The 12.5% tax rate has in recent years encouraged many tech and online-related businesses to base their regional headquarters there. That includes Facebook, PayPal, Twitter, LinkedIn, IBM, Zynga, HP, and Dropbox. The government recently spent €5 million euro on the Irish Center for Cloud Computing and Commerce, a new cloud computing technology research center located in Dublin. In addition, I mean, Google, by the way, I talked to a tax attorney while I was there. Google runs all of their non-U.S. revenues through Ireland. Only the U.S. revenues are kept there. They run all their non-U.S. revenues through Ireland, but they just transfer them through Ireland, and ultimately they end up parking the money at BVI, British Virgin Islands. So they just pay some small transfer taxes, but no income tax. And that allows them then to hold the money and park the money there until they need to use it offshore. They recently used a fair amount of that money, $100 million, which they pulled out of their resources there to build a new center there in Dublin. So the tax structure, the climate structure makes Ireland attractive for many, many reasons.
Okay. Doc, we still don't have a winner, so I've come up with another question yet. I'm getting pretty good at this. Can you tell me what my name is? No, just kidding. Can you... Dr. Schertz has new headphones today that he really likes. Can you tell us who made those headphones? Just the brand, don't need the model, just the brand name of the headphones. 877-936-9333.
You know, there are some days when the class is just sleeping.
Don't you feel it?
I'm feeling
it. They're
fidgeting
with their iPads.
The class is just sleeping. It's a shame.
877-936-9333. What is the name, the brand name of the headphones that Dr. Schertz is using today that's driving me out of my mind? 877-936-9333. This is Tech Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, 820 AM, 107.7 FM HD2. Be right back.
If it's technology, it's Tech Talk Radio. IT trends, software, the internet, and IT careers. More of Tech Talk Radio, presented by Stratford University, coming up in a moment.
Application and software developers shape our world. Those who design and build these systems are the leaders we follow. The School of Computer Information Systems at Stratford University's Tyson's Corner or Woodbridge campus offers programs with a real-world, hands-on education. In fact, many of today's Stratford IT grads are working in their chosen field. Make it work for you. Stratford University. Get working. Check us out on the web at stratford.edu. That's stratford.edu. A rewarding future as a holistic caregiver or nurse practitioner. Combining the art of caring with the human science makes nursing today's breakout field. Stratford University's School of Nursing at the Tyson's Corner or Woodbridge campus offers a patient-centered approach with valuable core clinical training. Stratford provides a real-world education in nursing. In fact, many of today's Stratford nursing grads are working in their chosen fields. Make it work for you. Get working. Check us out on the web at stratford.edu. That's stratford.edu.
If it's technology, it's Tech Talk Radio. IT trends, software, the internet, and IT careers. Here's Dr. Richard Schertz of Stratford University with Tech Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Tech Talk Radio. We're in the virtual faculty lounge of Stratford University talking technology. What's the status on our...
All right. We've got somebody. We have a victim. Let's go to line two. This is Jack calling from Vienna, Virginia. Jack, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. All right, good. Dr. Schertz, go ahead and ask the question. If you remember what it was,
I don't know what question
it was. The question was, I'll ask as the adjunct professor for bad questions. Dr. Schertz is wearing new headphones. It's driving me crazy today. who makes those headphones?
Both.
That's correct.
That is correct.
Thank the good Lord. I'm sorry, Jack, try that again.
I said, I have a pair of those, too. They're great.
You like them. That's good. Excellent. Well, Jack, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. And please stand by for the adjunct professor for prize distribution, and that would be Andrew Mitchell, who will take your information. Jack, thanks a million for, again, listening to Tech Talk Radio on Federal News Radio. And, Doc, are there any bars open yet at 10 o'clock?
I don't know. Okay. I think they're good. Maybe we need a Bloody Mary
We'll go to Ireland with you, and we'll have some Guinness.
Okay.
All right. So we move along now.
Okay. Let's move to Estonia now.
Okay. Let's not.
We're going to go. Okay, well, let's just go virtually.
Virtually to
Estonia. The first defendant to face charges in a huge cyber fraud scheme that hijacked millions of computers worldwide was deported from his native Estonia to face federal conspiracy charges in the U.S. He was deported about a week ago. Anton Ivanich, the first of six defendants charged with using malware to manipulate online advertising, will face charges of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and computer intrusion, among the other offenses. Ivanov and his co-defendants allegedly operated a massive and sophisticated internet fraud scheme that infected more than 4 million computers in more than 100 countries with malware between 2007 and the fall of 2011. Federal authorities allege the malware secretly altered the settings on infected computers, enabling Ivanov and his team to digitally hijack internet searches and reroute computers to certain websites and advertisings. The men subsequently received millions of dollars in fees as a result of unintended visits to websites and ads by users of infected computers. This is a pay-per-click fraud. The malware also prevented antivirus software installation and operating systems to update on the infected computers, leaving those computers and their users unable to detect or stop the defendant's malware and exposing them to attacks by other viruses. Ivanov is only 27.
Wow.
He's from Tartu, Estonia. He faces a maximum sentence of 85 years in prison connected with the charge in the indictment. Federal authorities allege the ring operated from 2007 to October 2011 when it controlled and operated various companies and masqueraded as a legitimate publisher network in the internet advertising industry. The defendants and their co-defendants allegedly use rogue domain name system servers and malware designed to alter the DNS server settings on the affected computer. Remember, this is the DNS hijacking system that we had. We talked about a little bit ago, and they finally actually did get these things done, get these taken care of. It's one of the few cases. This was involved a lot of cooperation between many, many agencies to get this done. So good job on the part of the FBI. Let's talk a little bit about sort of a major disruption of labor in the U.S.
Yeah.
caused by sort of the advent of technology. This is kind of an interesting. These are some observations which Charles Davy wrote in Quartz. And I read this article. I thought it was extremely insightful. So I'll talk about some of Charles Davy's observations. He contends that the labor supply has been disrupted by two seemingly unrelated inventions. The microprocessor and the shipping container. Kind of an interesting premise. And these conspired to create a global market for all assets, including people. A century of achievements in computing power and shipping ushered in an era of global trade so expansive that it completely disaggregated the process of doing business, especially in manufacturing, allowing firms to treat finished goods as a bundle of globally sourced components and services. So you could actually have all your components made all over the world, bring them together for final assembly. Although no single invention can take full credit for the current ubiquity of digital devices, the microprocessor is generally credited as the core driver because it allowed smaller, more powerful, and cheaper devices. This dramatic reduction in scale, coupled with the new ability to reproduce sensory information, transfer the computer from a tool of industry and academics into a consumer item. Now, just as computers led to the proliferation of units of information worldwide, we had the invention of the shipping container. Now, prior to the shipping container, each piece of cargo had to be shipped individually, loaded, unloaded, took a lot of labor. It forced ships to spend a substantial amount of time sitting idle in port. Containerization dramatically reduced the amount of time it takes to load and unload ships, leading to a spike in the amount of time ships spend at sea from around 50% of the ship's life to around 90%. Since points of production and service along the supply chain are now geographically independent, you could actually produce things all over the world, bring them together efficiently because of the shipping container, and you could produce things anywhere in the world you'd want. And so production and, say, software development went to the place that had the cheapest labor. So there was a global competition for labor, and that led ultimately to a reduction in the overall salaries paid to labor because there was a bigger supply of labor. The U.S. is simply not producing enough graduates in science and technology and mathematics to actually compete in this global market, because now we can go to STEM workers and programmers in other countries and other areas. And so the U.S., if they want to keep their edge, is going to have to do it through innovation and through developing people who can really make a difference. So this freedom to move of capital move throughout the world in search of labor has fundamentally changed the balance of power between labor and capital, and technology and trade continue to expand the scope of tasks that can be performed at a distance. It's kind of an interesting thing, an interesting observation how technology has shifted.
Yeah.
Listen, we love your questions. Send all of your emails to techtalk@stratford.edu. And also, you want to go to the website, techtalkonline.com. You can download the podcast there. You can go to Apple iTunes. You can download the podcast. And, of course, we want you to go to stratford.edu and check out those programs. And when you go to Stratford, tell them that you heard about the programs on Tech Talk.
That's right. And if you like this show, you can hear it again at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. We'll join you next week here at 9 o'clock for more Tech Talk Radio.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program. WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWT FM HD2 Manassas. This is Federal News Radio, on the air at 1500 AM and online at federalnewsradio.com. The only radio station in the world dedicated to serving the federal executive and government contractor. It's our mission to provide news and information that helps federal managers do their job better and help facilitate the business of government. Federal News Radio talks to the people who make government work to build a sense of federal community, discuss best practices, and explore lessons learned. Every weekday from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., Federal News Radio interviews federal newsmakers one-on-one to explain how their news affects agencies and contractors. The Washington, D.C. home of Navy athletics, nights and weekends, WFED broadcasts all the action of the Navy midshipmen, George Washington Colonials, American University Eagles, Washington Nationals, and the Washington Capitals. Federal News Radio, 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com.
And coming up, we have two basketball games on Federal News Radio today. AU takes on Lafayette, their regular season finale at 11:45 for the pregame, 12 o'clock for the tip-off, and then GW takes on St. Louis at 4 o'clock. The forecast, it is going to be cloudy, maybe some sprinkles or flurries. 36 now in D.C. It is 10 a.m.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers.